Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Game Plan Podcast, a New York Jets audio experience hosted by me, Tyler, and we're back with another episode of the Game Plan Pod. Hopefully, you guys are having a great week thus far, an eventful Wednesday, I should say, an eventful start of the week as well, as the NFL schedule dropped earlier today, Wednesday, May 15th. Lots to break down, individual games, primetime matchups, preseason games, all that good stuff. But first, want to recap the week beforehand. Not much going on, to be quite honest with you. In terms of the Jets, it's the offseason, right? Definitely in the prime of the offseason, the Jets having their offseason workout program. So I shouldn't say nothing going on. There is practice. There is football festivities happening along Jets Drive. The Jets entering phase three, I believe, of their offseason workout program. The little break, mini camp for a couple days in June, and then the elongated break until the end of July when training camp kicks off. So that is where we're at, right? The New York Jets are pretty set on their rookie class. They signed everyone but Malachi Corley. So six out of the seven draft picks from the 2024 draft class are set in stone. Olufashanu, the first announced signing, and then they kind of just went down the list as, you know, they kind of drafted the players. So, Corley, their third round selection from this past year, the only unsigned draft pick, but expect that to get done by training camp, so he's on the field with the rest of his teammates. But that's good stuff, right? It always feels like every year the Jets kind of wait, and they get the whole offset language kind of thing. The summer, you know, comes middle of the summer, the dog days of summer in August, and then, you know, your first round draft pick isn't on the field. You know, see Sam Darnold, Zach Wilson. They kind of waited a bit for those guys, but they got it done with Fashanu here to kind of get him ready for training camp, get him ready for the offseason program. So really awesome to see those rookies out on the field getting some work in. Aaron Rodgers also present at some of these practices. I'm sure he's not there every day. But, you know, very active in kind of teaching the young guys, right? It feels like he took on more of a leadership role with the Jets. And, you know, you heard from Packers fans and Packers media that Rodgers, you know, sometimes didn't love the limelight in terms of being a mentor, in terms of training the younger guys. But with the Jets, it kind of feels like he, you know, turned a new leaf and kind of is more open to, you know, sharing his knowledge of the game, you know, the game that he's played for, 23, 24 years now. It's definitely helpful, and it's definitely appreciated by every Jets fan that Aaron Rodgers is actively in the building, even when he was rehabbing, right? I mean, he was still around the team, still an active presence in the locker room, at practice, kind of out on the field during games at home. He was also there, so you know, you hear it before, kind of like, you know, when a player has a season-ending injury, you can get a bit lonely. You could feel like you're not part of the team. That's why I think it's important for, you know, a guy like Rodgers to be a part of the team. Last year, for most of it, at home games, like I said, into practice, and then this year, you can kind of dive in without any weird chemistry issues, or you don't really feel like you're jumping back in because you're already back in, right? Rodgers already practiced at the end of last year. He already was obviously planning to play a game if the Jets were in it at the end of last year. So that's just good to hear, good to see. Good vibes going into 2024. Speaking of 2024, I want to jump into the Jets schedule and kind of how it broke down over the past couple of days, because, you know, the schedule doesn't just release at 8 p.m. on Wednesday like the NFL intends it to. They intentionally leak games, you know, days before, hours before the official schedule comes out. So the first Jets game that was announced officially by ABC, by ESPN, by Disney was the Jets Week 1 game, which is in San Francisco, in Santa Clara, California, San Francisco. On Monday Night Football, season opener in San Francisco against the 49ers, you know, kind of throwing us into the fire here early, probably our best opponent of the season, if you kind of look at it on paper. The 49ers obviously coming off a phenomenal season once again, are, they look to be a formidable force again in the NFL. So, I mean, Aaron Rodgers from California, Robert Saleh from the 49ers, a few connections there, of course. Rodgers, obviously, not the biggest fan of the 49ers, just kind of historically. If you remember, he was actually supposed to get drafted to the Niners, but they passed on him. Whole lot more goes into that story, but Rodgers not the biggest fan of San Francisco, so it'll be definitely a dogfight. It should be an amazing game. Monday night, I know a lot of people, a lot of fans, a lot of you guys, not a fan of the late start. I'm not the biggest Monday, Thursday guy either. I'm a classic 1 o'clock p.m. kind of, get ready in the morning, slow it down on Sunday, then get to the game. It's just a vibe, but obviously a Monday night game is different. If you have work, if you have school, it could be a different vibe. So, I mean, the Jets are, definitely exciting this year. I don't think it takes away from the excitement one bit, but a lot of primetime games on the slate this year. Seven, if you're counting the London game, which we'll get into in a second. So, I will continue on from the 49ers game. We will break down these games a lot more as the offseason progresses. It's going to get a lot slower. After the schedule release, it really starts to die down. In terms of content, findings, in terms of Jets news. So bear with me as we kind of go through, as we kind of enter summer, because it's already May 15th, right? We're already halfway through May, I should say. Once the summer gets here, as I said, it starts to slow down, and then end of July is when training camp kicks in, and football season is really back. So we're making it through. It feels like time's moving quick, so bear with me. We'll go through this schedule here, and then we'll get on with our days. But week two, at the Titans, not quite yet the home opener, but at Tennessee, in Tennessee against the Titans and Will Levis, another game where, the Jets really can't afford to take any opponent lightly. Especially after the year they're coming off of with Aaron Rodgers hurt, the team expectation is really high in the summer, and then kind of dipping down a little bit as the Rodgers injury occurs and then all that other stuff. But the Titans seem like a winnable matchup. They seem like a team that is still in the process of finding their way, kind of finding their identity a bit. And I feel like the Jets are in a spot where they're in a win now situation, obviously, right? So. I expect the Jets to kind of go out there and beat the Tennessee Titans. Mind you, this is not a record prediction episode. I actually think I'm only going to go through half the slate today. We're already at 8 minutes on this episode. I want to save the rest of it for next week. I think that'd be cool. And then kind of give a record prediction for next Wednesday, and so on. It'll give us more content. It'll give us more time to talk. I think that's a good idea. So we'll move on to week three, probably stop it around week nine. And then finish up next week. So week three here versus the Patriots, Thursday night football home opener. Not ideal. Not ideal for a season ticket holder. Not ideal for, your regular Jets fan who's just trying to catch a 1 o'clock p.m. home opener. But nonetheless, it should be exciting. Jets versus Patriots over the years have always been lopsided. The Patriots usually take the cake there. But new era in New England with Drake May, now their quarterback, Bill Belichick no longer there. So, Jerod Mayo now being their head coach, it should be an interesting game. Again, you really expect the Jets to sweep the Patriots this year. Really, no excuse, sparing injury. The Jets should have, the better roster here. They should have, should be a bit better schematically with Rodgers back as well. So, kind of looking forward to this one as a home opener. Week four versus the Broncos coming to town. The Broncos also getting a little bit of an overhaul here. Still have Sean Payton at head coach there. Quarterback, who knows? Bo Nix, Zach Wilson could possibly be starting there. My Lord, would that be a sight to see if it was Zach Wilson versus Aaron Rodgers there? That would be quite interesting. But as of now, I think they're projected starters, Bo Nix. I really don't know. That seems to be a really open quarterback competition. So, obviously, the connection there prior to Hackett. We will see how that turns out there. The Jets beating the Broncos last season. It's the game that AVT went down. No more playing in Denver, please. This time the Broncos come to MetLife. Is that any better in terms of the turf? Hell no. But let's just hope there is a bit better luck, better aura surrounding this game than last time. Week five, the first of the international games, the international slate for the NFL. The Jets head to London to face the Vikings at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. That's a 9:30 a.m. start for the East Coast. So wake up early, get your coffee. It's always a fun game. London games, the Jets haven't had the best luck. It feels like I think the earliest London game that I can remember for the Jets is that 2015 game, I think it was, versus the Dolphins. I think it was, right? Or Fitzpatrick. I remember that game very vividly, actually. The Jets losing in London the last time they went there versus the Falcons, I believe in 2021. That was Zach's rookie year. And then playing there prior to that as well. So, not too bad in London. Kind of looking forward to it. I think the Jets actually match up very well with the Vikings. Justin Jefferson, Kirk Cousins there. Sorry, not Kirk Cousins anymore. Sam Darnold. And they have JJ McCarthy now. So, who knows? Could be another reunion there with Sam Darnold versus Aaron Rodgers. Kind of thinking back to that 2018 game, where the roles were reversed there with Sam Darnold being a Jet, Rodgers a Packer there. But that should be a good game as well. And then the next week is the Bills at home on Monday Night Football. Kind of reminiscing to that Monday Night Football game last year. Hopefully it goes the same way on the scoreboard, differently on the field. Week seven at Steelers on Sunday Night Football. See a trend here. There's a lot of primetime games early in this schedule. Actually, almost all of their primetime games, I'm sorry, all of their primetime games come in the first 11 weeks. After that, it's all 1 o'clock starts from December 1 to, Jan 4, or Jan 4 or 5, depending on what time they played the Dolphins. But, it's a gauntlet, right? In terms of time, in terms of travel, in terms of, games, right? I mean, they play three games in the first 11 days. That's not easy at all. So, I mean, the Jets are, sorry, within the first 10 days, actually. Yeah. So the Jets are in a spot where, they have a lot. They have a lot on their plate, in the first 11 weeks. So it should be interesting. But that's a Sunday night game against the Steelers. They obviously now have Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, a quarterback. Again, we will dive deeper into these games, kind of give a deeper analysis as we go on. But that's the Steelers game, Patriots game at 1 o'clock the following week at New England, and then Week Nine, Texans on Thursday Night Football, Halloween. So that should be a fun one. The Jets, the sole Halloween game this year, at 8:15 p.m. on Thursday. So might be 8:20 actually. So that should be a fun one. The Jets obviously beating the Texans this past year. They acquired Stephon Diggs. They definitely rounded out their roster a bit. Definitely not an easy team. I have that chalked up right now as a loss. But we will go deeper into the schedule, as I said earlier, and we will kind of dive into what these games mean, how they fare in each of these matchups. And that'll be a good talking point for the rest of the offseason, where we can then jump into training camp previews and stuff like that. So with that said, guys, I'm going to go ahead and end this episode here. If you enjoyed the episode, please leave a positive rating if you're listening on Apple. I will be back next week with the second part of the schedule preview. Kind of don't want you guys just sitting here listening to me for, an hour talking about the schedule. So I will be back next week for part two, and we will dive deeper into the NFL schedule, the Jets slate of games heading into 2024. So really appreciate you all you guys kind of hanging around here, interacting on the Instagram page, Twitter page, or X as they call it now. And I will be back next week, with another episode and another schedule recap.